This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government is committed to set an example by cracking down on terrorists through innovative means. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today, he directed all security agencies to work in a mission mode and ensure quick response in a coordinated manner. He highlighted that the fight against terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir is in its decisive phase. Mr. Shah added that recent incidents show that terrorism has been forced to shrink from highly organized acts of terrorist violence to a mere proxy war. The Home Minister emphasized on seamless coordination amongst the security agencies, identifying vulnerable areas and addressing the security concerns of such areas. The Home Minister also reviewed the preparedness for the Amarnath Yatra. The annual yatra is set to begin from the 29th of this month and will continue till the 19th of August. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said no official of the National Testing Agency, NTA, will be spared if found guilty of irregularities in conducting this year's National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, exam. Speaking to media persons at Sambalpur in Odisha, he said some irregularities have come to light in two places. He said the government is concerned about this and no culprit will be spared. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, inaugurated the newly constructed Prerana Sthal in the Parliament House complex this evening. The Prerana Sthal has been developed in such a way that the visitors to the Parliament complex could easily see the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place. Arrangements are also being made to provide detailed information to the visitors through modern technology regarding the lives and contributions of these freedom fighters. India has emphasized a lasting and peaceful resolution to the Russia-Ukraine conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. Secretary West of the Ministry of External Affairs, Pawan Kapoor, represented India at the two-day summit on peace in Ukraine at Bürgenstock in Switzerland, which concluded today. The External Affairs Ministry stated that the Indian delegation attended the opening and closing plenary sessions of the summit. However, New Delhi did not associate itself with any communique or document emerging from this summit. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of Eid al-Adha. In her message, the president said the holy festival of Eid al-Adha is a symbol of renunciation and sacrifice. The president said the festival gives the message of love, brotherhood and social harmony. President Murmu said this festival inspires people to engage in selfless service to humanity. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue at Subhimalayan West Bengal and the northeastern part of the country for next 4 to 5 days. Isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim till Thursday. Meanwhile, heat wave to severe heat wave is likely to continue over many parts of North India for the next 3 days and will gradually abate thereafter. In archery, Ankita Bhagat and Bhajan Kaur sealed India a quota place in the women's individual recurve event from the final Olympic qualifier in Antalya, Turkey today. By progressing to the quarter-final stage, they helped book a place for India at the Paris Olympics. 8 individual quota places were there with a maximum of 1 individual quota for each country. India have also made it to the mixed team event as Dheeraj Bommadevaraj got quota in the men's event. In women's cricket, India defeated South African team by 143 runs in the first of the 3-match ODI series in Bengaluru. Playing first, India set a target of 266 runs for the visitors. In reply, South Africa were bowled out for a paltry 122 runs. Soon Lute top scored with 33 runs. For India, Asha Shobana took 4 wickets. The red carpet event of the Mumbai International Film Festival is set to take place in New Delhi tomorrow. This is the first time that the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF, is expanding to other cities. And that is the end of this news bulletin.